So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And something positive happened in the world of Star Wars, which is the second season of The Mandalorian. Hallelujah. And this picks up after the first season. Arc of the first season was that the Mandalorian, who was a very well-respected bounty hunter, he was given a job. The job was to kill a, I guess, 50 or 60-year-old person, but it turned out to be a Baby Yoda, or Baby Yoda's kind. It's about him making the decision to not do this particular job, not to kill Baby Yoda, and to protect Baby Yoda. Goes into things after the first trilogy. So this is all happening between that time, between the awfulness that later became episode 7. This one also picks up on him still protecting Baby Yoda. He goes into what you could probably just consider to be like a UFC fight because he's looking for another Mandalorian. That starts off in a very good action scene. From there, he's supposed to be going to Tatooine, which is very well known in the history of Star Wars. And that's where we're going to stop. We're going to go to the man that he just wants to let you know that if you're out there sneak dissing or you're out there dry snitching, he hears everything and he knows. And if he catches you on that street, there truly ain't no telling. This truly ain't no telling. The Cuban assassin himself, Gangsta Mike. How'd you like the first episode?
Well, the first episode was good. I'm going to be honest, when I first got up Friday, the first person's comment I saw said something about they didn't like the episode because they showed too much of the child, and I immediately thought of Kathleen Kennedy, and I was like, did Disney just fuck this up? Trying to grab money and sell toys or something, but watched the episode, was pleasantly surprised that everything was still good. I think Favreau did the first episode. I thought it was good. It had the same tone as the first season. It picked up right where it left off. Few spoilers that did happen already. I was surprised it happened so quickly, but I was happy because it's already getting rolling. And I mean, it's only what, 8-episode season? So to pack everything into 8 episodes, get it started like this was promising that we're going to have another good season. Like I said, it's the best Star Wars thing out there right now. So hopefully they don't fuck it up any. Great episode. I've only watched it once. I need to watch it again to make sure I didn't, if I missed anything, I need to catch it.
Yeah, there's a lot of callbacks to certain things. Again, it kind of explains at least what happened to Tatooine after the second Death Star blow. They make a very specific distinction. The second Death Star blew up. But yeah. Matt, what did you think of the first episode of the second season of The Mandalorian?
For the first, I'd say about 20 minutes, it kind of seemed it was like a side quest of a Star Wars video game. So initially I was like, all right, I see what's happening. It didn't propel the storyline forward as opposed to the first season until the last 5 minutes when I kind of realized what was happening. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then making little Easter eggs, everything from the Knights of the Old Republic to some of the older Star Wars movies, whether it's from the original trilogy to the new trilogy that just came out, definitely a head nod to all the Star Wars geeks out there. Thought it was an okay episode, but I think it'll probably get better as we head into season 4 and 5. Definitely more of a setup episode for future things than an actual wow moment, in my opinion, at least until the last 5 minutes. So overall, not bad, but not really what I was expecting for a first episode, especially considering that first season was such a hit.
All right, Keith.
Right up there with the first season. It wasn't so much I was surprised, but it held up with my expectations. The guest star this week, the Marshall character played by Timothy Oliphant, the nod to the armor and to what was going on for the previous season. And Matt, I agree. There were a lot of stuff that came from Knights of the Republic. Like just seeing all that stuff for the first time and little throwbacks and this Easter eggs popping up was, I was just giddy when I was watching the whole thing. Definitely a good start.
All right. So echo what Matt had mentioned just about how the episode started off. Look at this just as the next episode after the previous episode that you would normally do something like this. So it isn't necessarily season 2 to me. It is just the next logical episode. Again, it kind of turns into stranger roles in the town, helps the townspeople. A lot of the callbacks, they weren't fan servicey. I think they were just very good nods to things that might happen later in the season. This is Star Wars. Time that he rolls into that first scene, the first action scene, I'm like, yeah, Baby Yoda closed my little lid. Mando's about to do some work. Wreck shop. Later into the episode, I mean, again, it is just a logical progression of the episode for me.
I agree with everything said. All right, so first of all, let's just get to the point. I was fucking hyped the second the Marshall walked in and had on Boba Fett's armor. I was man, what? We starting off right. Oh, man. He walked in the door, and I said, they giving it to us episode one. That's what I'm talking about. And then to put the icing on the motherfucking cake, we Boba Fett at the end.
Yes, indeed.
I'm good. The best shit on TV is back. I'm happy.
Tamora Morrison, I was like, oh, yes.
Pause. I said, am I blinking? Am I tripping? Am I high? No, that's Boba Fett. Let's go.
And he looked good, too.
And I saw some people online say the same thing. I was thinking that the way the Mandalorian beat that sandworm might be the way that Boba Fett survived, and we might find out as the season goes on. So I kind of laughed, like, okay, maybe they kind of gave us a hint of how he actually survived that whole thing. I heard the rumor that he's supposed to be in it, but I kept going, they're probably not going to give us that to like 6 or 7 as far as the episode.
And yeah, it'd be some slow build up.
When it popped up first episode, I was like, yes, wasting no time. That's what I'm talking about. Like, yes, let's go. So yeah, I'm good. I'm beyond good.
Yeah, I love that. My takeaway from the whole thing when he talked about there's no such thing as an empty Sarlacc pit, and Mando goes, unless something killed it. And it didn't hit me till after the scene, and when Boba Fett is just walking away, I'm like, Boba Fett killed the daggone Sarlacc. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, because it was like, how did he get his armor? I'm like, okay.
Boba Fett killed the Sarlacc.
It's like, yeah, I traded for some Jawas.
Well, like, he said he bought it from Jawa.
Yeah.
And it still worked and was in good condition.
And he knew how to use it.
Right. Which is the other cool thing, right? Because, I mean, we've seen Boba Fett do some stuff, but they kind of let, like, show some more stuff that he does that his armor can do. I was like, hey, Keith, let me ask you something. Am I tripping, or was the Marshall Speed Racer not one of the front pods from
Anakin's
pod race?
Yes, indeed.
That's what I kept looking. I'm like, I know this Anakin's pod. I feel like it's like...
That's Anakin's pod.
Only positive thing about episodes that somebody used it in a TV show.
Well, nah. All right, you know, I'm not going to get into
that. Oh, sorry. Qui-Gon and Darth Maul. That was probably the only other positive thing about episode one.
We got to see more from the Tusken Raiders, too. That was cool. Up on the hill, and that's it. You don't really get to see much else.
And they also kind of helped out with the arc of this episode.
Forward to seeing him more when he was like, you know, I hope our paths cross again. And he said the same thing. I'm like, yeah, he'll be back. So
it's kind of like Justified. Really good that show. So it kind of fits his acting style. Go ahead,
Justifying Deadwood.
Yeah.
How there was no wiggle room. Mandalorian came in, the dude takes his helmet off, and Mandalorian's like, take it off. And he didn't try to cut a deal. He was like, look, gonna get this back, but I got a problem. If you help me out, I'll give it to you without fuss. Thought it was going to be some kind of weird, is this guy going to try to fight him? And we're going to see some stuff like that? But no, he knows his place in the hierarchy. You know, Mando will fucking kill him to take his armor back. So, all right, I'm down with that. He gave the marshal the nod because he was like, take care of the child if I don't make it out of this. So I was like, what?
Can't wait till the next episode. Any of the rumors that have been circulating the internet are true, given that we only have 7 more episodes to go. I'm kind of curious how action-packed it's going to be. I've heard a lot of rumors, but we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, after this is done, that Disney releases a Marvel-related show and then keeps something positive out of 2020 going.
Because what should be next for Marvel, Mike?
WandaVision. And the rumor I heard is we may actually get that in November, no later than December, because it says it's supposed to come out by the end of the year. We might be having Mandalorian and WandaVision discussions pretty soon if all that goes to plan. Falcon and Winter Soldier just wrapped, so that should be spring and no later than the summer next year.
After that's done showing, supposedly the Spider-Man trailer is coming out in December. At least that's what they said, because they've already started.
Let's go to scores. Big Mike, what score would you give the first episode?
I had it at like a 8.5, 9. If I give it a 10, it's only because it gives Boba Fett already. Like I said, I honestly didn't see that coming. I expected that and the other person that they say is supposed to come up this season. I expected that like episode 5 later towards the end. So to give us that off episode 1 and to keep it just everything consistent from the first season, like I said, I'll give it a solid 9. I think the only thing that would have made it a 10 is if Boba Fett would have had a direct interaction with the Mandalorian, but I'm sure that'll come very soon. So I give it a 9. I'm good.
All right, Matt?
I'd give it a 7.5. More of a setup episode than something that propels the storyline overall forward, but I expect other episodes to be a lot better just based off this, the way this is setting up.
Keith?
I'm going to give it an 8. I kind of rank the Mandalorian episodes pretty high. Better things moving forward coming from it. Good, solid episode all around. The cameos and the throwbacks and stuff, I much appreciate it, much loved.
All right. And I'll also give this an 8. This episode kind of reminded me of the episode that Gina Carano first appeared, and also that episode where they were helping those townspeople fight. Some of that stuff, I didn't like that episode, but it built on to things later in the season. So we'll not make the same mistake. Like, again, Matt's calling this episode. I mean, this is like a bottle episode in Star Trek that everything is good, and then they go into the next adventure, and then the next adventure leads into something else. But it's good. I like it. And obviously, we're getting this week after week, and we'll keep bringing you podcasts week after week. But you have Star Wars goodness in the form of The Mandalorian. Finally, thank you. After the horrid episode 9, but this is Star Wars and not that other crap. Beast Game Podcast.